This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It may be a federal holiday today, but people in the South may have to spend the day cleaning up. Tornadoes struck parts of Mississippi overnight, and they came after a weekend of storms in the South and the plains that left hundreds of thousands without power. KOTV's Caitlin Deggs is in Sand Springs, Oklahoma.
Tess Mack was downstairs with her family when the storm hit. When she came upstairs, her daughter noticed there was a branch that had crashed through her ceiling.
I quickly just crisis diverted, like ran back downstairs and got everyone settled and then assessed the damage and really just could not believe what I saw.
Mack was one of thousands in Sand Springs that woke up to debris all over their homes, yards, and driveways.
Americans across the country will be observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday.
I'm Jim Crisula. Today's federal holiday commemorates the freeing of enslaved African Americans. The Army's Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Texas June 19, 1865, proclaiming freedom for slaves. 95-year-old Opal Lee led the effort to make the day a national holiday.
I decided that maybe if a little old lady, 89 years old, in tennis shoes, walking from Fort Worth to Washington, somebody would pay attention.
Juneteenth has been called America's second Independence Day.
Breaking news in China, where we have just learned that Secretary of State Blinken will meet with China President Xi Jinping this hour. It comes after Blinken's three-hour meeting earlier in the day with one of the country's top diplomats. According to Chinese state media, its diplomat told Blinken the U.S. must choose between cooperation and conflict. Back here, a Pennsylvania state trooper has died and another has been injured in a shootout with a man who shot up a police barracks. The gunman was also killed. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says the shooter played cat and mouse with those troopers.
There were attempts to try and negotiate with him, but there were phone calls from him providing a location, and then he wouldn't be there. He seemed to be setting our people up for potential ambush.
Wyndham Clark has won his first major golf championship.
Yeah! He takes down all the stars in Los Angeles to win the United States Open.
The call on NBC Sports, the 29-year-old won his first PGA title just a few weeks ago. Netflix gave audiences first looks at some planned and upcoming projects, including Avatar, The Last Airbender, One Piece, and the third season of Bridgerton at a fan event over the weekend. It was called Tudum and was live-streamed from Brazil. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Aaron Zommers. It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. Welcoming your calls, as always, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. I tried to make it easy and messed it up. Try it again, Todd. 844-96-PARTY. The Republican Party of Wisconsin having an identity crisis. Who are they with? Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Wisconsin native, torchbearer for the Republican Party? Or are they with Donald Trump? Having an identity crisis, the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Who do you believe they are with? If you're a Republican, give us a call. Who are you with? Paul Ryan or Donald Trump? Can't be with both. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zommers, a pleasant good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
A pleasant afternoon to you as well, Mr. Albaugh.
thank you very much.
I'm doing pretty well. What did I do today? Well, I ran some shows.
You've been working
shows.
Your rear end off. That's what you've been doing.
Mostly that. Took a nice break at lunch. Went over to... your past nemesis, Barrique's.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm just trying some different cafes in the area, you know, and nothing personal.
No hard feelings, as the Abbott brothers like to say, you know.
And yeah, got to enjoy a sandwich and a chai latte while reading a book.
Oh, very, very relaxing. Good for you.
It was a very relaxing lunch.
You actually look some of the happiest and most relaxed I've seen you in a while. It must be a very good day for you.
It was pretty nice.
I'm happy for that. I'm happy that you're well. Welcome everybody in across the state of Wisconsin this afternoon. A great show on tap in hour number two. It is our weekly visit with our colleague and friend, Mr. Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. By the way, I'm not sure I told this story yesterday. And we'll finish up here. In 2:30, at the 2:30 hour, it is Matt Solomon from Crack.com and formerly of The Onion. Matt's going to be in and telling some stories of what it was like to work for The Onion, what it's like to work for a national publication like Crack.com. Well, The Onion's national as well. Satire, humor. How do you write in today's world when sometimes, particularly in Trump world, reality is even stranger than fiction, as they say? So Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 2 or 2:06 after the news, actually. And then at 2:30, Matt Solomon of Cracked.com and formerly of The Onion. This hour, we are going to pick up on this discussion we had yesterday because I was at the Democratic State Convention, Wisconsin Democrats, over the weekend up in Green Bay. My first time after years of being a Republican. Of course, I left the party in 2011 over so-called voter ID bills, which was nothing more than voter suppression. But left the party in 2011. But I finally got to go to a Democratic convention this weekend in Green Bay, was there for Civic Media. We set up a table to just talk about our product, to talk about our shows, I was there along with Pat Kreitlow, who's on every morning, 6 until 8 a.m., Up North News. Sage Weil, our CEO, majority owner, was there. Mike Crute showed up, co-host of Devil's Advocates and president of Civic Media. And also Jorge Reyes was also there, our vice president of marketing. So we were all there just talking about Civic Media, and we were expecting to do the same thing next weekend in this coming weekend in La Crosse. Until Republican Party of Wisconsin sent back our registration check. Actually, they had sent us an email and said, we invite you. That was the length. We invite you to be a part of the Republican convention. And then late last week, we got disinvited. Our check was sent back, and we said we couldn't show up. And then yesterday, as we broke the news on this program yesterday, thanks to our colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin every morning from 10 until noon on the Civic Media Radio Network, she had gotten a hold of an email that was sent out by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And it attacked Civic Media, not directly in name, but there is only one entity that's bought up 18 radio stations across Wisconsin over the last year, and that is us. Specifically, our majority owner, Sage Weil. And went on to say that they were using this to get their base ginned up, you understand. And it was an attack on this network, saying that we were trying to silence, their words, not mine, silence Fox News by buying up conservative radio stations, and that it was, you know, it was progressive liberal horse crap, or whatever the words they used. Say we're just an arm, basically, of the Democratic Party. Well, here's the thing. Number one, we had our owner and CEO on yesterday, Sage Weil. He's been honest since day one when this thing started. Yes, he's been a past Democratic a contributor. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, what Republicans aren't telling you is that when you look at the facts, none of the 18 stations that Civic has purchased over the last year were formerly conservative talk radio programming. None, not one. What Civic Media has done over the last year is add another voice to the public town square. Last time I checked, that was the First Amendment. And last time I checked, the Republican Party is all about the First Amendment. Why? What are the Republicans so scared of? That they don't want to talk about their agenda. Is it their ideas suck? Or is it that they don't agree with Paul Ryan? We'll play a cut from this morning on CBS This Morning. Hear from Paul Ryan after this. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allball Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988. Then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Mostly sunny and warm today. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it will be clear, our low 64. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly sunny, 88. We'll get to 89 on Wednesday. Thursday will be warmer, sunny, 90 with a slight chance of thunderstorms Friday afternoon and night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Town Ball Show is now 1:15 across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Keeping track of, as well, this hour, watching some live video feed here. Apparently, the former president, Donald J. Trump, has arrived at the courthouse in Miami to go to his arraignment. Being arraigned as we speak. Mugshots reportedly will be taken. Fingerprints. Although they don't do the ink anymore, which I kind of wish they did, because I know that would drive him crazy. They do like a scan. So they scan his fingerprints now, apparently.
It's probably more accurate that way, too, honestly.
Probably is. And then he has to go before the judge. And interesting to see, I've not heard, I've been kind of getting ready for this show and was on Town Call last hour with the amazing William Walter and Luke Mathers. And it will be interesting to see if he found a local attorney. Because as of this morning, it was being reported he was still searching for an attorney that belonged to the Florida bar that could appear with him. All of his attorneys are from outside of Florida right now because he got rid of a couple of guys or they left. And so, you know, maybe he has to have like, you know, Jane or Joe Schmo, the local prosecutor, or the local public defendant has to show up with him. That'd be a hoot at a federal trial. But anyway, my hope is that everything goes calm and smoothly outside, right? All the protesters and whatnot, anti-protesters, just no injuries, no violence, just, you know, a peaceful demonstration from the outside. But if anything breaks newsy, we will let you know as we keep track of that. The Trump indictment happening now, right now in Miami, Florida. Talking this half hour about going to the state Democratic convention up in Green Bay this last weekend. Here's the story, just a quick aside. Had a woman come up to me there, and she said, what are you on? And I said, I'm on between 1 and 3 o'clock. And she looks at me with these kind of wide eyes, and she says, you're the one who kicked Dueling Tangents off the air. And I said, I had nothing to do with it. It was, they were not kicked off the air. It's just that people were going to do different duties. And so now, you know, Luke is on with William Walter at 12:15. Great program. But she was holding me personally responsible for not being able to listen to Luke and Brian at 2 o'clock. And then she kind of, once she was convinced that I was, had nothing to do with this, then she says to me, she grabs my arm. And this was witnessed, by the way, by other people. She grabs my arm and she says, but Brian, he should do a nighttime show. Like, you know, call it Bedtime with Brian. Because, I mean, his voice, hot fudge on ice cream. And she kind of bit her lip and rolled back her eyes. I thought she needed a moment. I thought she might need a smoke break. I wasn't sure what was going on. Right? Exactly. That's exactly what it was, right? That was the mood. And I didn't know what to do. So there you go. Brian has a certain effect on some of our listeners. So anyway, that was the Democratic convention. And we were hoping to replicate the same thing. Have a booth, let people know who we are up in La Crosse at the Republican side. And we had this all lined up. They had taken our check, and then they sent it back on Friday and said no go. And then they put out this press release, or not a press, it was a fundraising letter, either Sunday or Monday, that was started to attack Civic Media, not by name, but again, if you add up all the...
Yeah,
I mean, there's only one radio group in Wisconsin that's bought 18 stations in the last year, and that's us. Not us, it's our owner, Sage Weil. And started attacking us and him, again, not by name, but you know who it was. And so the question today is, who and what are Republicans afraid of? Why would they be exciting their base? And number one, from a political standpoint, as a person who used to be part of the Republican Party for 30 years and did strategy for the party and for specific candidates and politicians, you don't do this. In other words, you don't put out public statements or acknowledge someone that you have a disagreement with until you feel you have to. Because once you acknowledge them, it gives them credit. And it legitimizes them. And that's something in politics you don't do with your opponent. Not that Civic is an opponent of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, but apparently that's how they view it. You don't legitimize someone unless you have numbers in hand or evidence that you're convinced of that that entity or person poses a threat to your agenda. And so my guess, having known several of the people that are still at the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that's the case. They're looking at what Civic Media has done in one short year, and they're saying, holy smokes, this is a threat to us. They not that we're coming after it with liberal programming. We're doing something unique in today's world. It's called telling the truth. All right? I mean, the only edict that we have as show hosts from our owner, Sage Weil, is this. Tell the truth and do it with integrity. That's it. That's the only specific directive that we're given. Tell the truth and do it with integrity. And it's long time, well, 8 months or 7 months isn't a long time, but since we've been doing this show since last fall, 7 months, listeners that have been listening to us from the time the show started knows that I've had former Republicans on. Former State Senator Neil Kedzie's been on this show, Republican. He was the former Assistant Majority Leader in the Senate for the Republicans. My former boss, current Republican, still calls himself a Republican. Dale Schultz has been on this program. Still calls himself a Republican. My former boss, Scott Klug, former congressman, been on this program. Still calls himself a Republican. Steve Gunderson, former U.S. congressman for the western side of Wisconsin, has been on this program. I have asked and invited numerous times, both to their face in person and otherwise, to other current sitting Republicans, namely Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz of Southwest Wisconsin, to be on this show, and they won't do it. Via tweet, I invited my old friend, Brian Schimming, now the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I said, call in. I gave him the number. We'll put you on. We'd love to hear your point of view. Won't do it. And now the Republican Party of Wisconsin disinvites Civic Media and attacks us. What are they so scared of? Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Go to Mark in the Sack. What say you?
I think they're afraid of the truth. I mean, listening today on a different, Tom Hart was listing off the people that were involved in the Trump coup plotting attempt, including Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They were apparently all on the call, at least back in December, I think, prior to the insurrection on January 6th. And I think they're all sweating bullets now. They're all defending Donald Trump because Trump did not give them the pardons they wanted, and I wonder just how far down and up the food chain the insurrection plotting lasted, because I think that, in my opinion, anybody who was even tangentially involved in it should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, or should be investigated to the full extent of the law and prosecuted if they're found guilty and ejected from office and never be able to hold office again. Also, what's it, two-thirds or three-quarters of the Congress says it's okay for you to hold political office, because these guys betrayed their oath to the Constitution. These guys have forgotten that their oath is to the deep one, to the Constitution, not to Donald, explicit and deleted here, Trump. And they hate the truth. I mean, that Donald Trump is such a stranger to the truth that I think that they've adopted. I mean, I have my own issues with Paul Ryan, but his opposition to Social Security, which provided him with his education, but because his father had passed away, provided his mother with her education so she could get a real estate license. That the hypocrisy there just smacks. But I mean, that I'm pleased to know he's abandoned Donald Trump, but there's that shouldn't have been hard to do. Right. A man who's so just detached from reality and to the truth and to fidelity to the United States and his oath, that it shouldn't be a tough bridged it, rivered across to do that.
Sure. And then this is an endorsement of Paul Ryan, every policy and thing that Paul Ryan stands for. I'm just simply saying, I'm looking for something, Mark. I'm just looking for something on the Republican side, anybody who is willing to at least call Trump out. And right now, Paul Ryan is one of about a handful, literally. But I think you're absolutely right, Mark. You hit it on the head in your first comment. It's about the truth, right? It's about the truth. And they're scared. Republicans seem to be scared of the truth because they won't come on this show, the ones, at least the sitting ones in office right now. And, you know, only former Republicans have come on the show. And we've had a lot of them. And the Brian Schimming doesn't want to come on the show. And now we're disinvited from the Republican convention. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the SAC. 844-967-2789. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What are Republicans so scared of right now? Go to Susan calling from her car. Susan, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Oh, I'm thinking they're just really afraid of being called to speak the truth. It's like on the Face the Nation, they have Republicans on there to talk about Donald Trump, and everybody is afraid to say he was wrong. And in life, people are wrong all the time, and they have to be accountable for whatever they do. So I think it is just too bad that it's a party over the people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Oh, and I just want to say, Todd, how much I enjoy your show. I don't get to listen to you as often as I would like to, but I really enjoy it. I like everything that's coming on, and I like to hear different voices. I like to hear different takes, because that's the only way you learn what you stand for in life, is if you listen to other people.
Well, we appreciate your kind words, Susan, and it's a team here. It's Mr. Zommers, our producer-engineer, and Chris Pauls, our executive producer, and the entire Civic team. It takes everybody, and we really appreciate you listening and tuning in. Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great day. That is Susan from her car. You can be like Susan. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Susan brings up a great point. And that is, the only way that we learn is to listen to one another. And that's why I have invited on, that's why I've had on several Republicans, former elected officials who are Republican. That's why we have continued to invite on current Republicans, the current Republican Party chairman of Wisconsin, and others. And here's what I can't figure out. When I was part of the Republican Party, and Tommy Thompson was governor, I mean, Tommy would run to a camera or a reporter any place he saw it, because he was excited to talk about his agenda. When I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug, he used to joke around. He said, "I feel a little bit like Jesus Christ, because where two or three are gathered, there I am also." You know, I mean, he loved to talk to anyone, because he believed in his ideas. He believed in what the Republican Party at the time was selling. Why don't current Republicans believe enough in what they're selling to simply talk about it? As Rush Limbaugh used to say, "I'm a harmless little fuzzball." Come on back. We're going to hear from Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House. We have him on tape from this morning, what he thinks of Donald Trump. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio.
Civic Media Radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Police say a tornado ripped through Bay Springs, Mississippi, causing injuries, damaging homes, and downing power lines overnight. Earlier storms plunged hundreds of thousands into darkness in the south. This man in Laverne, Oklahoma, is helping neighbors clean up.
Situations like that, we're a small town, and everybody helps everybody. That's just kind of the Oklahoma standard. Just doing what we can to help.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets this hour with Chinese President Xi Jinping, hoping to ease tensions. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on Face the Nation.
Let's have also diplomacy with countries that might be sitting on the fence to say, hey, your choice really at this moment is not between Washington and Beijing. It's between sovereignty and servitude.
Golfer Wyndham Clark has won the U.S. Open.
You know, it hasn't quite hit me yet. Walking up 18 was pretty emotional, and then finishing. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the last 5-6 weeks. It's been, I'm just so blessed and humbled to be here.
CBS News Brief.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpower. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 1:33 on a Tuesday, the 13th of June, 2023. Glad to have you along with us, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Invite your calls. Following up on this breaking story we had for you yesterday that broke while we were on the air, thanks to our colleague, Kristen Bry, the host of As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon across this same network. Great program along with Jay and Matt Nair. Do an outstanding job. Kristen gotten hold of an email, a fundraising email that the Republican Party of Wisconsin sent out, in which it openly attacked Civic Media and our owner, Sage Weil, accused us of buying up former Fox News station, silencing their words, not mine, silencing Fox News and the conservative voices.
Which is false,
because none of our stations that are now under the Civic banner were previously conservative talk stations. None, zero, zilch. So what Civic has done is add another voice in the public town square, an unfettered network, free of corporate conglomerate ownership, an independent owner who simply wants to find the truth. That's it. We're just adding a voice. It's First Amendment stuff. Free speech. But apparently the Republican Party of Wisconsin feels threatened by this. So lashed out and said a lot of nasty things. Why are Republicans so scared? Are they scared because they don't have a message that connects with a majority of Wisconsinites? 844-967-2789. Welcoming your calls. 844-967-2789. Or make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY. Give us a call. Tell us your view. The former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, native of Janesville, Wisconsin, former torchbearer for the Republican Party, was Mitt Romney's running mate for vice president in 2012, and then became Speaker of the House. At one time, he was the highest elected Republican official in the United States of America, second in line to the presidency, behind only Mike Pence. Had all the same classified documents or access to them that the president and vice president has. He's been there. I would find it, Paul Ryan and I are about the same age, early 50s. I've had drinks with Paul Ryan long ago at Wisconsin Republican conventions in Green Bay, of all places. And, you know, a nice, he deer hunts out in my neck of the woods, pun intended. Heck of a nice guy if you just talk to him as a person. Now, I may disagree with some of his policy issues, but as I told Mark from the SAC, I'm just looking for anybody in my former party who is willing to call out Donald Trump by name and disavow him. Anybody. And here, the former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, was on CBS Mornings this morning, and here's what he had to say in his opening statement.
Former President Donald Trump will make history today when he appears in a Florida court. As you've heard, he faces 37 federal counts related to the alleged mishandling of some of America's most closely guarded national security secrets. He is expected to plead not guilty, and he's getting a lot of support from fellow Republicans. Only on CBS Mornings, former Speaker, that would be Paul Ryan, is here to talk about that and some other things that were mulling over today at the table. He was a Republican's vice presidential nominee back in 2012. We welcome you, Mr. Speaker. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again,
really
too.
Really good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be with you.
So we're saying, you know, he's getting support from a lot of fellow Republicans. Are you one of those that are going, Donald Trump is my guy?
Yeah, no, I've been a never again Trumper for some time now.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not a Trump fan. I want to win. And if we nominate Trump, we're going to lose. He hasn't won anything since 2016. Mm-hmm. We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We've lost the Senate. We would have won the Senate this time in 22 had it not been for Trump and his nominees in some of our key primary elections. And my guess is we probably would have picked up 10 to 15 seats in the House if it weren't for, you know, his involvement.
Well, you know, when Marco Rubio was here yesterday,
there was Paul Ryan talking to Gayle King on CBS Mornings this morning, making it very clear. No. Equivocation there. He is a never again Trumper. And this follows up, of course, him being on the Milwaukee TV station here, a couple of months ago, saying that if Trump is the Republican nominee next year, Paul Ryan will not attend the Republican National Convention when it's held in Milwaukee. And again, you can disagree, as to some degree I do, on some of the policy things that Paul Ryan stands for. But at least he's willing to say he's not with Trump. I mean, you go up to the Republican convention in La Crosse this weekend, stand out on the sidewalk, interview 100 people that go in there, and ask them, if Trump is the nominee, will you support him? I'd be shocked if you found more than two. Shocked. Later on in this interview this morning was Gayle King and Tony DeCoppel and Nate Burleson on CBS Mornings. He was asked by Nate Burleson, look, what about this cultural stuff? The anti-woke stuff, the Ron DeSantis stuff. And here's what Paul Ryan had to say about that.
Just quickly, I know we have to go, but Republican lawmakers around the country are pushing legislation when it comes to banning books. It could be trans rights. Call it anti-woke, or however you want to label it. Is that a good approach, a good strategy? You're a football fan. Is that the way you should approach it?
Yeah, I'm not a culture war guy. I think it's really polarizing. Look, on some of these issues, I'll side, with the anti-woke crowd. But to me, I'm worried about a debt crisis. I'm worried about, you know, the future of our country and China. There are big policy problems that we need to tackle if we want to have a great 21st century for this country. My work at AEI Notre Dame and my poverty foundation is all about poverty and upward mobility. You know, what I worry about are the big policy challenges that are going unresolved or made worse by Joe Biden. So that's why I want to win this election so we can actually fix these big policy problems. Yeah. Culture war politics is good primary election politics. It's very divisive, but it's effective politics. It's effective politics. I'll grant you that. But for me, I'm an old Jack Kemp guy. I believe in inclusive, aspirational politics. Solve problems. We got huge problems.
Yeah.
So what
we got a debt crisis coming.
Saying,
so we got to get on top of that. Neither Biden or Trump are good on this issue.
So there you go. Now, if I wanted to, and Mr. Zomers and I wanted to, I could have cut it off. And just, you know, the part about where he, you know, says he's, you know, against the culture war. But we let it play out. And I don't care if he takes a shot at Biden. Because that is, in my opinion, that is a normal and legitimate view to have. That I, as a person from the opposition party, do not agree with Joe Biden on his China policy or his fiscal policy. That's a legitimate view. It doesn't mean I agree with it, but that's a legitimate view that we here at Civic Media are pleased to let air.
It's just like you said before, that even if you disagree with several of the things that Paul Ryan stands for, he at least has coherent opinions and seems to live in the same reality that we do and see, okay, here's what's happening. Here are problems that I see. I think these solutions are better.
Right.
And we'll call out certain individuals and former presidents who do not live in the same reality.
And here's the other thing I liked about his comment, that I don't want to say he disavowed himself, but he clearly is not on this bandwagon of banning books and attacking trans people and going after, you know, minority rights, equal rights, I should say.
It's a low bar, but it's a bar that most Republicans are not clearing. Like, the bar is in the basement, and they're digging underneath the foundation.
That's a great point, Mr. Zomers. It is a very low bar. I'll grant you that. But again, I'm just looking for anything right now. And I think this interview, I wish it had been directly with Civic Media. And again, I would invite Paul Ryan on this program anytime, anywhere. We'll make room for him at this table. Civic Media is not here in existence to stifle conversation. Quite frankly, it's the opposite. We want to have conversations. We want to have all voices represented because we believe, like Abraham Lincoln, that given the facts, people will make the right decision for themselves. The key is facts. And it's very different to have a guy like Paul Ryan talking about, hey, I have a difference of opinion on Joe Biden's China policy versus the sky is green when it's actually blue. Now, we're going to call that out. When you have straight up lies that are factually incorrect, to say that Donald Trump, you know, if you have somebody on the program that says Donald Trump won the 2020 election, well, that's just a straight up provable lie, factual lie. We're going to call that out. But if you have legitimate policy differences, we want to have that discussion. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are ringing now. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your opinion. Would love to hear your opinion on this topic and several others. It's something that we don't mind having conservative voices. In fact, we want to have a discussion. But it can't be just yelling, you know, and misinformation. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. CJ, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you listening.
Well, the misinformation, I guess, only comes when it is a Republican. Because Donald Trump has a reason to be upset. The Durham report proved that. And it's only 150 pages. It's on the internet. You want to see corruption, read the report.
Okay, CJ, can I just interrupt you for a second? I don't, yeah. I don't, I'm happy. If we were going down, if we were talking about Trump, I'd let you go on. That's just not what we're talking about. Here's a question I'd like to ask you, and because I know you listen. We appreciate your listenership. I assume you're a Republican, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you a Republican voter?
I vote Republican, but I'm a libertarian.
Okay, fair enough. So let me ask you this question. Someone who votes Republican, do you agree with what Paul Ryan said, that if Donald Trump is the nominee, Joe Biden wins? Or are you someone who says if Trump is the nominee, you'll vote for him?
Well, I'll vote for the Republican nominee, whoever that is. And they've got a lot of great candidates.
So but you, Paul Ryan. So you would vote so for.
Paul, can I just. What's that?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Paul Ryan is part of the reason that Donald Trump, we dealt with. He was one of the conspiracy believers. He was Speaker when they had both the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency with Trump. He believed in the Russian conspiracy. That was proven false. He could have gotten a lot more accomplished. So I'm really disappointed in our Paul Ryan.
What do you mean he believed? Can you clarify that for me? What do you mean he believed that Paul Ryan believed in the Russian conspiracy?
Look back at it. He did.
I'm asking you. What was the Russian conspiracy?
His actions did, with policy or lack thereof. But he is right on one thing. China now has a spy station in Cuba, and you guys play a shell game. Watch this over here. Don't look at our current president.
Well, I want to go back to what you said, though. I think you bring up an interesting point, because I was Republican for 30 years. I helped elect countless Republican candidates across the state of Wisconsin. I own that, all right? And when I was growing up, I'm 53 years old. When I was growing up, Ronald Reagan was president and called the Soviet Union an evil empire, and that Russia was the not a country you want to do business with. And now we have people in high elected office that are against the war in Ukraine, that snuggle up to Vladimir Putin. Are you saying that you are pro-Putin and pro-Russia?
They're questioning where the money is going. They aren't against the Ukraine war.
I just want to make sure that I understand you. Are you pro-Putin or not? Are you anti-Putin?
See, that's not even a legitimate question.
Sure it is. It's easy for me. It's easy for me. I can say I'm anti-Putin.
Oh, my God.
That's easy. It's an easy question, CJ.
You guys don't want to hear my answer.
Well,
okay,
we're
no, I'm not pro-Putin.
Hey, thanks. We got an answer. Thank you. We appreciate you, CJ. Appreciate you listening. Got to up against the commercial. Thanks for calling in. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mostly sunny and warm today. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, it will be clear, our low 64. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly sunny, 88. We'll get to 89 on Wednesday. Thursday will be warmer, sunny, 90 with a slight chance of thunderstorms Friday afternoon and night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Bowl Show. It is now 1:50 on a Monday afternoon, talking about the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Returned our check. All we wanted to do is to have a table to tell the Republican Party delegates this weekend on Friday about civic media, the same way we did in Green Bay this last weekend for the Democrats. They sent back our check on Friday and said we were unwelcome at the Republican Wisconsin convention this weekend. Didn't give us a reason. And then our colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon on this very same network, she was kind enough to forward us this breaking piece of information. This is an electronic fundraising letter that got sent out within the last couple of days saying, quote, we have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming and is being replaced with left-wing propaganda, accusing this network of the likes of George Soros, says, who bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. And now they're using it as a fundraising letter to try to gin up the bad fundraising, by the way. Republicans are behind trying to use this to raise money. And this is a glorious day, in my opinion, for this network. Because as someone who lost a couple of races for the assembly, I never had my opponents attack me, all right? But from running a lot of races for over 30 years in this state, the day that you wake up and your opponent, particularly an incumbent, is coming after you, you know you've got to them. You know they've got numbers showing that you're making a difference. Now, I don't think the Republican Party is our opponent, but disinformation is. And this network and this program is dedicated to the truth, and that's what Republicans fear. Go back to the lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick in Madison, sir, what say you?
Well, you kind of stole it right before the break. We're leveling the playing field, so to speak. They realize what an incredibly strong medium it is and has been for them for, close to 40 years. So we're supposed to sit back and have no voice. Like you said, the voice isn't really the voice so much as the Democratic Party as is of just getting the truth out there. So I guess I would say to them, just let the chips fall where they may and see what people listen to.
Right.
And we're still, this network of that's been put together is still minuscule, am I correct, in this state compared to theirs?
Well, with Civic Media now, to the best of my knowledge, is the second largest privately owned network of stations in the state after Wisconsin Public Radio. I mean, iHeart may have more stations total, but they're not all programmed as a network, right? They play different things. In terms of who plays, Hannity and that sort of thing versus, our programming, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'll tell you this. In La Crosse, where we have our brand new station, the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX 1490 AM, you can still listen to the competition across town and listen to conservative programming if you want.
Well, the other thing that I see the Republican Party cowering from is you got states now and people talking about raising the voting age. Well, that's pretty obvious what they're up to there. Right. That demographic of 18 to 25. They're sick of what's going on with gun violence, reproductive rights, on and on and on, and they're tired of it.
Right.
They want to vote these people out, and I think they see that. And so what did we do? as a party? Well, we just try and call them out as voters.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have ideas where you could get people to vote for, you know you're in trouble. And that's the Republican Party today. Dick, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Dick in Madison. Let's go to Merrimack now. Jack in Merrimack. What say you, sir?
Well, first of all, I can't imagine how anybody could silence Fox. Because right. Yeah, that network, that's an absolutely ludicrous statement.
I mean, Tucker Carlson's doing a pretty good job of that, right? Tucker Carlson's cost him millions of dollars in ratings. I mean, they're imploding from within. I don't think civic media can be more successful in doing what Fox is doing to itself.
Well, that's for sure. But, they still got, billions behind them. There's no way that anybody's going to silence them. What they want to do, what the Republicans want to do, is to silence actual proposals and ideas that can help the rest of Wisconsinites, in this particular case, nationally, country in general. In 2020, the Republicans did not even have a platform. Their entire campaign was reelect, get this, and you can stop me if you think I'm going overboard, reelect a lying, cheating, abusing, racist, xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, misogynist, criminal, would-be dictator. That was their entire platform. And almost since Reagan, they've really only had one idea. How much money can we give to billionaires and rich corporations? This hasn't changed. Their only approach, their only help is to tribalize people and to get the people afraid of whatever Democrats are going to do, like, for instance, expand medical coverage with Badger Care, like, for instance, have cannabis reform. Let's supply money for public education instead of giving tens and hundreds of millions away to private schools. Yeah, I could go on and on, but you get the picture.
Here's the thing. Here's something Chris Hayes said last week. He said it's probably worth noting that inflation, violent crime, and border apprehensions, three sources of huge coverage on their way up, are all coming down significantly, as many people are also noting, gas prices are as well. Things are actually good. Yep. Things are actually getting better under the Biden administration, under Governor Evers' administration. Democrats are running on something. They're running for something. Republicans are running on fear, hate-mongering, and against something. And that's a dangerous position if you're a Republican Party and you're a candidate. Appreciate your call, Jack. Thank you so very much. Have a great day up there in Merrimack.
Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure. If you'd like to join the party, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you on this Monday afternoon. Here's the thing. Here's why the Republican Party of Wisconsin doesn't want me, a former Republican, and civic media at their convention on La Crosse. Because I would ask them tough questions like this. Do you support Paul Ryan, former congressman and speaker Republican, who says he doesn't support Trump? Or are you for Donald Trump? You can't be for both. Next hour, more of the Tom Allbo Show on Civic Media.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.